solve other issues. Jesse Wensloff, the spoken word coordinator, told me I have to press on PGM, which I did. However, what really screwed the first half was the top buttons, line ins on the mics, along with B switches, they silenced just about everything else, which I took off. Oh. First time in the second half, it's the third act of the hour, Nikki Lawrence's Ugly Black Woman. The tune is Savage. That was Savage from Nikki Lawrence's Ugly Black Woman. Well, I just learned on the fly that computer one should have its button at the top pressed in. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for July 8th. The host Hillsborough Hops jumped all over the Vancouver Canadiens 7-2, highlighted by five runs in the first three innings. Two runs in the bottom of second, followed by another three runs in the bottom of third. At Hillsborough Park in Hillsborough Ballpark in Oregon. The visitors Eugene Emeralds shaded the Spokane Indians 5-4 as Eugene scored five runs in eight innings, including the lone home run with the fifth run from Jose Ramos, single off Hunter Olmley that plated Zane Slalinski as it was the run to overcome Spokane's four-run rally in the bottom of ninth at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. The third game was an all-Washington matchup where the Everett Aqua Sox stunned the Tri-City Dust Devils 9-6 as Everett overcame Tri-City's four-run rally in the bottom of seventh with four runs of their own in the top of eighth via two home runs, first by Luis Suibel, second by Ty Peet, both off Jake Smith, followed by another three runs in the top of ninth at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. On July 9th, Vancouver bested Hillsborough 7-6 as the Canadiens, who overcame the Hobbs' lone home run, broke a 5-5 deadlock with two runs in the top of eighth and overcame one run in the bottom of ninth. Eugene and Spokane had a back-and-forth game with a home run from each side as the Emeralds scored three runs in the top of eighth. To go up 4-3, but the Indians scored two runs in the bottom of ninth for a walk-off 5-4 win. The third game had Everett trade Tri-City 4-3 as the Aqua Sox overcame the Dust Devils' lone home run in the bottom of third with three runs in the top of fourth. On July 10th, Vancouver 6 toppled Hillsborough 6-1, highlighted by a four-run rally in the top of ninth. Spokane defeated Eugene 7-4, highlighted by a five-run barrage in the bottom of third, capped off by E.J. Andrews' two-run jack off Greg Farrone. And Tri-City bested Everett in a 12-8 barn burner as Ryan Nicholson hit a grand slam off Ben Hernandez in the bottom of seventh, which the Aqua Sox responded with a Colt Emerson's two-run jack in the top of eighth off Bridger Holmes. Then the Dust Devils scored five runs in the bottom of eighth, capped off by Ryan Nicholson's three-run launch, his second home run of the night off Jordan Jackson as Tri-City out-homered Everett 2-1. On July 11th, Vancouver edged Hillsborough 4-3, highlighted by a three-run rally in the top of sixth, capped off by Carter Cunningham's two-run jack off John West as the Canadiens hit two home runs to the Hops 0. Tri-City blanked Everett 2-0 and Eugene stunned Spokane 8-4 with four runs in the top of ninth, where Charlie Ciccone started off with a solo shot off Bryson Hammer, followed by Jonah Cox's three-run launch off Alan Perdomo. Three games were on tap for July 12th. Vancouver bested Hillsborough 10-6 in a back-and-forth affair, highlighted by a Canadiens five-run barrage in the top of fourth, where the Hops responded with five runs of their own in the bottom of fourth, started by a three-run launch. Let me find out who hit the home run here. Just a minute, please.
Let me find out who this was.
So that was July 12th, which was yesterday. Sorry about this. Today's been an absolute
Now I cannot get the... Oh, now I need to get the high A scores. I was in the triple A scores. So just bear with me for a minute. Okay. Now I got to the right correct one. So in the bottom of fourth, the Hillsboro Hawks scored 5 runs of their own in the bottom of fourth, highlighted by Jackson Feltner's 3-run launch off Edison Bautista. But Vancouver hit back with 4 runs in the top of fifth, where Sean Keyes hit a grand slam off Hillsboro's Ricardo Yan as the eventual winning hit, as the Canadiens' only launch overcame the Hawks' 2 home runs. Tri-City grounded Everett 8-2 as the Dust Devils overcame Aqua Sox Freddy Batista's solo shot in the top of first off the starter Ryan Costello, with 4 runs in the bottom of third, 2 runs in each of the bottom of fifth, 6 when Arrol Vera hit a 2-run jack off Alan Sothoff, which was more than enough to offset Freddy Batista's second home run of the night. Is Fruity Batista's second home run of the night of Jorge Macheco in the top of eighth. And Eugene doubled of Spokane 6-3 in the third game as Charlie Ciccone hit a 3-run jack in the top of first off Braxton Hyde, which the Indians came back with 2 runs in the bottom of second, 1 run in the bottom of third. But the Emeralds tacked on 3 more runs in the top of 8th. 3 games are on tap today. Vancouver continues in Hillsboro. Eugene renews in Spokane Valley, both at 105. And Everett resumes in Pasco against Tri-City at 130. All times are Pacific.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is currently in the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are first at 15-4. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, are second at 13-7. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are third at 12-7, have won 4 in a row. The Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, are 4th at 12-8. The Everett Aqua Sox, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, the first half division winner, are 5th at 5-15, have dropped 3 in a row. And the Hillsboro Hawks, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are last at 2-18 and have dropped 4 in a row to the Vancouver Canadiens, no less.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cgsf@sfu.ca. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. The fourth band is Not a Band, Secrets with Freeball.
Do you want to pursue pleasure with me? Intangible, irresistible satisfaction. Elated being, in vigor and resistance to pain. Do you want to pursue pleasure? Justile, 800 PLEASURE. Dousing the senses of the unexpected. Basking in desire, this deep desire for ignorance.
Just a minute, please. Now I'd like to provide updates for the Western Lacrosse Association at this time. It is a Senior A box lacrosse amateur league sanctioned by the Canadian Lacrosse Association, with many of its players competing in the National Lacrosse League. Where was I? Which is spread throughout North America in winters. On July 8th, the Burnaby Lakers bested the host Maple Ridge Barrage in a 10-8 barn burner as the Lakers were led by Jacob Dunbar with 3 goals, 2 assists as the first star. Jackson Fridge with a goal, 2 assists as the third star. While Marcus Claridge led the Barrage with 3 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort as the second star at Cam Neely Arena. On July 9th, the Victoria Shamrocks doubled up the Langley Thunder 6-3 at Langley Event Center as the Shamrocks were led by Chris Oliglieri's 41 saves as the first star, Jesse King's 4 assists as the second star, while Caleb Kahn made 40 saves for the Thunder in the losing effort as the third star. On July 10th, the Coquitlam Adirondacks bested the visitors New West Salmon Bellies in a 9-8 slugfest at Poirier Sports Complex as the Adirondacks were led by David Charney with 3 goals, 2 assists as the first star, Christian Del Bianco's 41 saves as the third star, while Mitch Jones led the Salmon Bellies with 4 goals and 2 assists in the losing effort as the second star. Two games were on tap for July 11th. The host Victoria frightened Langley 21-9 at the Q Center in Colwood, as the Shamrocks were led by Kyle Peppers, 7 goals, 5 assists as the first star, Zach Mance, 3 goals, 3 assists as the second star, and Tyler Burton with 2 assists as the third star. Meanwhile, the visitors New West bested the Burnaby Lakers 11-7 at Bill Copeland Arena, as the Salmon Bellies were led by Mitch Jones, 2 goals, 4 assists as the first star, Justin Geddes, 46 saves as the second star, while Jacob Dunbar led the Lakers with 3 goals and an assist in the losing effort as the third star. On July 12th, Coquitlam bested Nanaimo in a 12-8 slugfest at Poirier Sports Center as the Adirondacks were led by Adam Noakes, 2 goals, 3 assists as the first star, Jacob Saunders, 2 goals as the third star, while Luke Pilcher led the Timbermen with 5 goals and an assist in the losing effort as the second star. Nanaimo returns to action tonight as they host Maple Ridge at Frank Crane Arena, where the ball drop is at 7 p.m.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Here are the current standings in the Western Lacrosse Association with 2 points for a point, 2 points for a win and 1 point for a tie. The Victoria Shamrocks are first at 11-2-1, 23 points. The Coquitlam Adirondacks, 11-2-1, also 23 points. But the Adirondacks have won 5 in a row. The New West Salmon Bellies are third at 10-4, 20 points. The Maple Ridge Barrages are fourth at 4-7-2 at 10 points. The Langley Thunder are fifth at 5-9, 10 points, but the Thunder have played one more game. The Burnaby Lakers are 6 at 4-10. And the Nanaimo Timbermen are last at 2-13 for 4 points. The top 4 teams each year make the playoffs.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
you for listening to episode 27 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11 is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. I'd like to provide some updated scores in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. Just a minute, please. The multiple games are on right now. Much like about half an hour ago, only two games are on tap at this time. The Langley Blaze are blitzing the host North Island Royals 10-0 at Parksville's Inouye Wallace Field, while the Mid-Island Pirates, based in Nanaimo, are leading the Wally Chiefs 1-0 at Surrey's Wally Stadium. Now to the last tune before four. It is Queenie's New Malt. Here is Diamonds.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
Thank you. You're listening to